going on? It's your man Casanova Williams for another Minute Advice. You know what? One person said to me, you know, Cash, you're not very disciplined. You're all over the place. You know what I mean? And you know what? You're emotional. You know what I'm saying? You're an asshole. You know, blah, blah, blah. You know, and it's true. Absolutely true. If anybody knows me knows that I'm a very emotional person. I wear my emotions on my sleeve. I'm completely upfront, which people think I'm an asshole. I don't think I'm too much asshole, but I'm upfront with what I do. I say what I want because I owe nobody nothing. Only person that I listen to is my wife because, you know, at the end of the day, I owe her everything, all my life. But other than that, I listen to nobody, do me. And I'm just everywhere. I have an idea. I'm sporadic, all that stuff. And people are like, yo, you need discipline in your life. No, I don't. Fuck that shit. For example, true story. When I was in high school, when I was in college, my grandmother passed away. I talk about my grandmother a lot, if you noticed, and because she was the biggest influence in my life. And she passed away. And when she passed away, I was really depressed. I got really, really depressed. 3 semesters in a row, I actually took a medical withdrawal because I was depressed, absolutely depressed. I probably I was in school, but I waited to the end of semester, did a withdrawal on my classes. So I paid for a year and a half of school and didn't really attend it, but lived in a dorm, very depressed. Was crying. I mean, I was really, really depressed. So they gave me eventually they said, you know, you're suffering from depression. Here's the medication. So I took the medication and I hated it because I couldn't feel my emotions anymore. I couldn't really function because I couldn't feel my emotions. Like, it makes you like dull. And that was not me. So, you know, got off of it. Of course, self-medicated my mental state of sorrow, my grandmother, my loss and stuff like that. And years later, of course, things happened again, got depressed. And the guy said, here's some pills. I said, no, you know what? I need to feel all my emotions. I need to. Because that's what I act on, my emotions. If anybody knows me knows I'm an emotional person. I'm very raw when it comes to my emotion I wear on my sleeve. And that helps me and it drives me. Like, a lot of times, my way of doing things is like, if I do a business and it fails, like for one day, I'll be totally depressed. You guys, my wife, I'll just go inside the house, depressed. Life is over. I don't care. I go through it for one day. I go through that hard depression. I be in the bed. I'll eat. Shoot, I may tear up a little. To me, the world is ended. My life is nothing. But then the next day, I bounce back with an idea. That's why I built the radio station. You know, I had a girl group I was really pushing. It failed miserably. Was depressed, so depressed one day, like, oh man, I didn't go, oh man, I think I asked for a divorce from my wife. She looked at me, okay, sure, okay, no problem. She was like, so tomorrow, we'll go tomorrow, okay? I was like, yeah, right, I'm done, we can't be married, I'm not a good father, I'm not a good businessman, everything I do sucks. Then the next day, I woke up, came to the office, looked at where the culture radio was, and said, yo, this is it right here. So, for me, I need to feel my emotions. I can't be disciplined. I can't. I need to feel my emotions because that drives me. And most entrepreneurs really drive themselves on emotion, how they feel about the project, stuff like that. So, at the end of the day, man, fuck discipline. Be you, be emotional, and push what you want. Y'all have a great day. Hey, appreciate you checking out the Minute Advice podcast. If you want to check out more of my podcasts, go to CasanovaWilliams.com, or you can check me out on all social media. Just type in Casanova Williams.